2FM.
Now, welcome back. We are going to turn our attention to tennis and cross over to Stephen Higgins at the French Open. Stephen, how are things? I'm picturing sunshine on the court, but it's not quite like that, is it?
Well, there's finally some rays of sunshine and the tweeting of birds. But most of the day, unfortunately, was rained off. So it seems like I took the weather from Dublin over here because proper play didn't really get going until 4 o'clock after lots of breaks.
Yeah, well, there's been a lot going on, though, to keep you occupied and keep you distracted from the rain. And let's go yesterday and Rafa Nadal going out in the first round, which is not something that we're used to seeing.
Yeah, it was a real kind of epochal moment here. Tickets like couldn't be found at all, of course, but I was at the screen beside Philippe Chatrier, the court, and it was an incredible moment to see the greatest warrior that's ever been at Roland Garros, the 14-time champion, trying once again to try compete. And he was just outplayed by a top five player, Alexander Zverev, in massive form, who had won Rome coming into it, who was looking for revenge after getting so close in 2022. If people remember, he damaged his ankle in the semi-final against Rafa Nadal. He had a great chance to win that match, so this was kind of his chance to have another go. Rafa fought bravely, as you'd always expect him to, but just didn't really have enough to compete with someone in such top form. And it was sad in the area afterwards. You could see there was like polite applause and people who were very emotional because, of course, they're thinking, is this the last time we get to see the great Rafael Nadal play in his house?
And do you think it is?
I think he's kind of interesting that about a month ago after Madrid, he was like, I don't even know if I can make Roland Garros. I'll do my best to get there. I don't know if I can go way past this season. Then in the run up to the match, he's like, I'm actually feeling quite well. And so I'm not 100% that I'm going to quit, but give me 6 weeks. His big goal for the rest of the year is to get to the Olympics, to have another crack at a gold medal there. Possibly he'll be playing with Carlos Alcaraz, so that's his big goal yet this season. I wouldn't be surprised if in a couple of months, depending on how his body reacts to the tennis, he might be just like, I've had enough, I can't really do anymore. A bit like Federer's situation where just the body isn't willing anymore, even if the mind is.
Okay, that's fair enough. What about Novak Djokovic? He is chasing a fourth French Open. Do you think he's going to be able to do it?
Yeah, Novak Djokovic is like, it's an interesting French Open because usually you come into these with like, who can beat Rafael Nadal, possibly Novak Djokovic, and that's about it. Now we come in where Rafael Nadal is probably departing the tour. Novak Djokovic is in bad form. We may be watching Novak Djokovic's decline in real time. The 24-time major winner has only made two semifinals this year, hasn't won a title. Even himself has said in press he's not exactly sure why he's not playing well. This is another chance for him at Roland Garros to win his fourth title. He is the defending champion, but he's out of sorts. And so we have this interesting situation where you have Nadal and Djokovic obviously at the end of their careers. Then you have Jannik Sinner and Carlos Alcaraz, the pretenders, and they're carrying injuries of late. So we're not exactly sure how they're going to do over the fortnight either. So actually, Alexander Zverev may just prove to be this is the tournament for him, finally, his first major.
What about on the women's side?
Yes, on the women's side, there's a much clearer picture. Iga Swiatek is absolutely extraordinary at the moment. So she is the three-time champion. She's looking to win her fourth, which would match Justine Henin's mark. After she lost in the semifinals of Stuttgart, she's been on a 12-match unbeaten streak. So she won Madrid and then Rome, beating Aryna Sabalenka, the world number two, in both finals, actually hammering Sabalenka and Gauff Kogoff in the latter tournament. So she won again very comfortably yesterday, and she looks pretty much unstoppable at the moment in the tournament.
And then what about Aryna Sabalenka?
Yeah, so Sabalenka's in the bottom half. She had a really comfortable win earlier today. I'd expect her to get through. I think the shakeup will probably be Swiatek and Coco Gauff in the top half in a semi-final. Sabalenka most likely in the bottom half semi-final. And then there's an interesting section in third quarter where you have the former Wimbledon champion, Elena Rybakina, and then the Australian Open finalist, Qinwen Zhen. So that's quite a competitive quarter, so there might be a few surprises there. But the one thing is, on current form and based on previous history, Iga Swiatek just looks absolutely unstoppable at the moment.
Okay, give me your prediction then for men's and women's winners.
Yeah, so the men's looks very interesting. Say, for instance, Carlos Alcaraz section, he had a forearm injury. If that's not going great and he's feeling it in the tournament, he's most likely projected to meet Stefanos Tsitsipas in the quarterfinals, the former finalist. Tsitsipas is excellent on clay, and I think he would fancy that. Jannik Sinner has a bit of a hip issue, so we have to see. He says he's fully fit now, but we have to see how that will go. I don't know if Djokovic is actually going to be in the shakeup by the end. I know that sounds kind of insane, but I'm looking more at people like Zverev because of how well he's playing and he's in the prime of his career. And maybe Casper Ruud, the former finalist, he's last year's finalist and he's a two-time finalist here. He's in really good form again. He won Geneva and he won Barcelona in the run-up to Roland Garros. He's absolutely superb player on clay, knows his way around this better than almost anyone. So I'm kind of actually edging more towards someone like Ruud or Zverev this time around. On the women's side, it's very hard to argue with Świątek unless something extraordinary happens.
Okay, Stephen Higgins, thank you so much for taking our call. We'll be checking in with you throughout the French Open. That is all we have time for.